Joseph, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good. I heard Bobby Johnson in the press conference yesterday. He talked about the call, the offensive pass interference call on Udomuma that wiped off a Vanderbilt touchdown that would have put him ahead toward the end of that game at Army. And, you know, that turned out to be a pivotal call in the game as far as the Commodores were concerned. They ended up kind of going in reverse after that and had to kick a field goal that banked in and tied it and went to overtime.
Yeah, the only replay that we were able to see at the time just showed the contact between Udomuma and the defender. It didn't show what led Udom to make the contact. You could not tell from our particular vantage point that he had been pushed. And at the time, neither could Bobby or any of the coaching staff to say anything about it. And even so, that it's probably not anything they could have appealed anyway. But no, you're right. It's kind of the way things have been going lately. It's one of those everything that can go wrong has gone wrong, and bounces have gone mostly the other way, except for the one that bounced in off the upright the other day. But they've got to keep pushing and got to keep focusing. I think the bigger concern really is this continual buildup of penalties and what he calls a lack of concentration in certain times. And I don't know if that's because players are concentrating on something else and not on what they're supposed to be concentrating on to keep from jumping off sides or holding or whatever the case may be, but it's just almost an anomaly for a Bobby Johnson coach team to have the kind of penalties and the number of penalties that they're getting. I mean, they're usually among the nation's leaders in least amount of penalties, and now they're near the bottom in that category.
Joe, kind of lost in the disappointment of the loss. John Cole came back and had a pretty decent day.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that Larry Smith really has a lot of confidence in John and looks for him. And John made a couple of really tough catches, and really kind of wondered. I looked at his hand, the surgery that he had on his hand, and quite a bit of stitch work still left there, and so they put a protective plate and a wrap around it, but you had to wonder with that football making contact and then the tackling aspect as well, how much of that he'd be able to take. He shows no ill effects from it to me at all, and it's a very obvious big boost, I think, for Larry and the offense to have him out there. You know, conversely, and maybe a little bit lost in all this, Tristan Strong got injured late in that game at Army, and Tristan is a backup linebacker and a real solid special teams player. He's out now for the year with an ACL tear. So it just kind of keeps mounting up. It's one of those years where those things just keep happening one after the other.
I talked to John Cole for a couple minutes yesterday, and he said he made it through the game okay, which I was worried at first. He made a good catch in the first half, and he was really kind of shaking his hand, and you could tell it hurt. He said the ball just kind of hit him the wrong way, but it's good to have him back on the field, certainly.
I almost wonder if at some point it doesn't just kind of go numb a little bit, after it's been hit several times. I don't know if that's the case or not, but he's a tough guy. He really wants to play. He's been through so many injuries in his young Vanderbilt career that you can tell he's at a point now where if there's any way at all he can fight through it and stay out there, he's going to do it.
And we found out the game time for next week's game at South Carolina is 6 o'clock, another evening game for ESPNU, which if they're having the South Carolina State Fair, we'll allow our radio crew to go over there and take part in that, of course.
Couple of corn dogs on the midway before you get over to Williams-Brice Stadium. That's
right.
Always a good idea. And on one quick note, they've added, the Black and Gold Baseball Series starts on Thursday. This year it's 5 games, Thursday, Friday, 6 o'clock, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Monday, 8 o'clock, Tuesday, 6 o'clock.
All right, Joe.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.